This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. There's weird things going on in every city, right? I mean, you're driving into work or taking the train or whatever, and you see some odd thing and you go, gee, I wonder what's going on with that. I wish I knew what was behind that. Well, our guest, Alicia Zuckerman, is getting those answers for the people of South Florida. She's the co-host of Under the Sun. It's a new public radio series on WLRN in Miami. Alicia joins us now. So the way this works, Alicia, as I understand it, is you let listeners vote on which mysteries your staff is going to solve, right?
That's right. It actually started on Facebook. So before we were even on the air, we were asking the questions on Facebook.
Okay, so
we had
voting.
About 500 people.
Voting is going to end today. You have three finalists. The first one is that people want to know about the naked carpet guy. What's that?
That's right. This is sort of an iconic institution sort of in South Florida, this carpet guy here. There are these billboards all over the place of this naked guy sprawled out on a carpet. His arm is strategically placed. And in a couple iterations, I've seen him wearing briefs, but that sort of goes back and forth. And way back when we first started this thing, we got a query into our Facebook page about this. But then pretty recently, we got an email from his wife. And she wrote, "My husband, Don Bailey, Sr., age 76, would be an interesting person for your show. I see how people respond to him. He's a hoot. Practically everyone knows his naked carpet advertising sign." So his wife actually nominated him for this What's Up with South Florida.
Why is he naked and what's with the carpet?
Okay. His wife is wondering.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> Another thing they asked about was ghosts at the Biltmore Hotel.
Right. The Biltmore Hotel, this legendary sprawling hotel in Coral Gables, right outside of Miami. Sightings apparently include a woman in a white dress who is said to have jumped from a window, a man in a top hat playing piano, and a New York gangster who opens the doors for waitresses. So people want to know if the Biltmore is really haunted. And actually, we had a request to have one of our, a specific reporter put on this one. They want to hear our ghost hunter, Kenny Malone, do this.
They want to scare this reporter, or they just think he'll do a good job?
A good job. He's good at sort of the quirky stories.
And there's more weird stuff in Miami, I think, than most cities. That's great for you.
It's true.
The last finalist is rising ocean levels.
Yeah, the tone changes considerably here, huh?
Yeah.
So this one actually is a serious question. I think it's our most serious query to date, if I'm not mistaken. It's the question is Miami Beach going to be underwater in 10 years? Seriously. No one talks about it, but almost every scientist, he says, this is a quote, almost every scientist agrees that something is going to give. As with the levees in New Orleans, I hope it won't be deja vu all over again. So we'll see. Voting ends at the end of the day today, and we'll find out which one we're going to send one of our reporters to go get some answers.
How did this whole idea start, other than someone just being curious quickly?
Well, I was I live in Miami Beach, and I kept seeing this truck covered in photographs of cannabis leaves all over the truck. And I thought, I actually literally said, I think out loud to myself, "What's up with the pot truck?" And I put it in the mix for this thing when we came up with this idea to get listeners involved in the show. And it didn't win. It's a democratic process.
Because everyone knew
even
but
though
you.
I co-created the show, but I can't get an answer to this question.
Well, you could do, why is that crane there in Miami? That's a good. That's always a mystery.
Well, cranes,
those
it would have to be plural.
Cranes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's Alicia Zuckerman. She is the co-host of Under the Sun, a new public radio series on WLRN in Miami. And we're asking, we have actually a link to the What's Up With That voting on our website at thetakeaway.org. But we're also asking you, what are your ideas? What do you see on your daily life that you're wondering about and you want to get the answer to? Let us know at 8778-MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. What's got you wondering?